Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, it's great to be sitting down with you for the fourth straight AFC Championship version of All Access. And I know you don't rank football games, but last Saturday's game, that was a heck of a playoff game. Pretty special game. Your team came back from two deficits. Great job.
Yeah, it was, it was obviously a tough game. We put ourselves in the hole and fought back and then, had a bad sequence there at the end of the half and put ourselves in another hole and fought back. And, fortunately, we were able to overcome it. But, it's a tough way to play. I don't think that's really the formula we want every week. We're fortunate to get out of there with the win. But, hopefully that'll give us a little bit of momentum going forward.
You've been in a situation before where you play a team earlier in the year, and not to say that you handled them quite well. That game ended up getting away from them down in Indianapolis. But when you turn on the tape and you look at them, what's different from when we were down there in Indianapolis and you faced them for the first time this year?
I think they're much improved. Defensively, getting Jones back certainly helps their front. They've had a lot more continuity with their defensive players. Offensively, their running game is more solid, more productive. And they've gotten a lot of plays out of their backs in the passing game as well. Moncrief's come on for him as a receiver. And, Allen got hurt early in our game, and that, just gives them more depth at tight end with Doyle and, of course, Fleener. So I'd say they're stronger in all three units and playing, obviously, with a lot of confidence.
A year ago, we're sitting here in the same spot getting ready to play an AFC Championship game. You're coaching a different team. But yet, you still have a lot of players from that team. How much did your experience in Denver last year and how the season ended and to maybe get guys that played in it for the first time ready to go in this game? What's the message, you're sending to your football team as you sit here tonight?
Well, the message is we need our best game of the year. We need our best week of the year in preparation, and we need our best game of the year Sunday night. This is what we've worked literally all year for since this time last year. Put ourselves in this position, and we've got to put our very best out there, and that's for all of us, all the coaches, all the players, everybody that participates in the game. We need everybody's best this weekend, and that'll be what we're shooting for.
Time now for the A's Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from at AdamM12. Coach wants to talk about the lateral play to Julian Edelman and thus the ensuing throw to Danny Amendola for the touchdown. How long have you worked on it, and why did you call it in that spot?
Well, I think, as we all know, that play's kind of been in the playbook since back in 2001 when David Patton threw it to Troy Brown in Indianapolis, just part of a big win that day. So we've had it for a while, and we had a receiver with Edelman who has some experience throwing the ball, and so that play's been in for, a while with him. There were a number of times where we've practiced it, and we could have called it at other points during the season. It just seemed to be the right time and the right place to do it in the Ravens game based on their scheme and the way that we thought the play would match up. So glad it worked out the way it did, and it was well executed.
You have to deal with Julian all week now that he wants more plays like that, more reps at the quarterback position.
Yeah, he wants more passes than he does want to throw them, but he'd certainly, he loves the opportunity to be involved and help the team. And, it's great to have him that.
True Patriot, do your job. That's right. All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Belstrader later in the show with the Colts. What are we going to look at?
Well, we'll look at some of the things that they're, some of the new players, some of the things they're doing differently from last time we saw them.
All right, sounds fun.